Vicks presents the Matinee Theater, starring Victor Jory. Vicks, the makers of Vicks Vapor Rub, Vicks Vatrinol, Vicks Cough Drops, and Vicks Inhaler, brings you the Matinee Theater, starring Victor Jory in a most unusual Christmas play. A stable in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. First, here's a good thing to remember when you catch a cold. The best known remedy for relieving miseries of colds is Vicks Vapor Rub.
Ladies and gentlemen, today from the stage of the Matinee Theater, Vicks invites you to enjoy a modern miracle play. A different kind of Christmas story with a special meaning for all of us. A stable in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It's Christmas Eve, and behind the window of an exclusive Fifth Avenue club, two elderly men look out on the world with jaundiced eyes. In the sumptuous lounge of the club, there are only these two tonight, trying to conceal their loneliness at this festive time with bickering and cynicism.
Oh, these chimes. I suppose we'll have to listen to those chimes all evening, Gordon.
Yes, Christmas. The commercialism and hypocrisy of the whole thing turns my stomach, Townsend.
Oh, that's something we agree on.
It's all so obvious. Think of all those millions of people out there wrapping presents. Why? Only because they feel obligated. Or they're trying to bribe somebody.
Oh, take you all these years to learn that?
And these Christmas cards. Nothing but assembly line sentiment. People buy a card, put it in an envelope, stick a stamp on it, and send it off saying, "There, thank the Lord, he's taken care of." Christmas cards are a system whereby people remember to forget you. Greetings of the season.
Yes. And when they get through sweeping out the tinsel and adding up their bills, they'll be back at each other's throats again.
Look at these hollyhocks in the window. That Christmas tree with all its baubles. By George, I'm going to complain to the board of directors about this. Just needless expense. But I suppose I won't get anywhere. There's a prize collection of nitwits, our board of directors.
No. Wait a minute, Gordon. Wait a minute. I resent that. I happen to be a member of that board.
I apologize. I should have said they're all nitwits but one.
Thank you.
And that one's a fool.
Huh? Now, look here, Gordon.
All right. You know, Townsend, I'll make you a wager.
Yeah, what's that?
I'll bet not one in 50 people down there in the street knows the story of Christmas, of Bethlehem, the shepherd.
Oh, they know the story, all right. The strange thing about it is that they believe it.
You're right. The miracle of Bethlehem is a myth.
Are you sure of that, sir?
What's that?
Who are you?
You're new here, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I see. A substitute, eh? I suppose because some of the staff are home trimming their Christmas trees, celebrating. We don't matter, of course. We just pay our dues.
I'm here to serve you, gentlemen.
And probably getting time and a half because it's Christmas Eve. Well, we want two hot toddies. That's the only real thing about Christmas, the club's toddies.
Yes, sir.
And hot means hot, not lukewarm.
Wait. Tell me something.
Yes, sir?
What did you mean just a moment ago when you said to me, "Are you sure of that?"
Well, sir, you said the story of Christmas, of Bethlehem and the shepherds was a myth.
Yes, I said that. What about it?
I'm sorry, sir. I must disagree with you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, sir, you see, the story of Christmas is true. I know that for a fact. It happened again only a year ago.
Oh, stop talking in circles, man. Explain yourself. Just what are you driving at?
The eternal story of Christmas, sir. It happened to real people. I heard about it from someone I know.
Heard about it? From whom?
Well, let's say he was a friend. He drove a truck carrying freight from here to Pittsburgh. Two or three of them traveled together, as you might say, in caravans.
An ingenious beginning. Caravans of trucks, is it? Like camels in biblical days, eh?
You might say so.
All right. Go on with your story.
It was last Christmas Eve, just a year ago tonight, gentlemen. This friend of mine, his name is Michael, was driving through Jersey on the way to Pittsburgh, and this night he was alone on the road. The other drivers were home with their families. As he passed through towns along the way, he saw the houses and churches lighted up, and his heart was heavy with loneliness. Suddenly, snow began to fall so thickly that he could hardly see anything ahead of him. Mike drove along slowly, feeling his way. And all at once, a figure of a man loomed up in the flood of his headlights, stood there, motionless, in the middle of the road. Mike had to slam on his brakes so that he wouldn't run over him.
Hey, now, for the love of Mike, man, what do you mean, standing the road like that? You could have got yourself rolled flatter than a pancake. Are you crazy?
I'm sorry, mister, but I had to stop you.
Yeah? A soldier, huh? Well, what's the idea? What do you want?
Are you heading west?
Sure, that's my general direction. Why?
Well, could you give us a lift? Just a little way, even, into some town, maybe?
Us?
Yeah, me and my wife.
You're right. What are you talking about, soldier?
I left the back of the big sign over there while I tried to stop you.
Back of the sign? Hey, what in...
Look, it kind of protects it from the wind. We've got to get into some town quick, mister.
Yes, you said that before. But what are you two doing out in a night like this?
Well, you see, we're in a little tourist camp down the road, and there was no chance of getting a doctor there, so we thought we could pick up a ride. Look, mister, my wife's going to have a baby.
Well, for the love of... Why didn't you say so in the first place? What do you use your brains for anyway, fella?
Well, I...
Yes, well, don't you know they've got to be kept warm? Now, go and get her.
Oh, thanks. I'll only be a minute. Mary!
Mary, go please. Run up against in the road. A fine thing. Me, a delivery boy for the stork. I must have seen that sign 100 times. Golden Rule Department Store. Our slogan is, do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. Well, they couldn't have picked a better sign. Look, bud, hurry up.
Oh, we're ready, mister.
Okay, get in. Gosh, lady, you look half frozen.
Oh, I am kind of cold.
Well, when I shut the door, the engine will warm you up. Now, don't be afraid of crowding me. The seat's plenty wide for the two. All set?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll find some place in the road and stop for some hot coffee. That'll thaw you out, ma'am.
I don't know what we would have done if you hadn't stopped for Joe.
It's going to be all right now, Mary, honey. He understands.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Joe. Me being a bachelor... But like my mother used to put it, bless her soul, babies manage somehow to make their way into the world.
Yeah. How far is it to the next town? Can't we go a little faster?
No, bud, you can't make time in the snow.
Oh, don't worry, Joe. I'm all right, honest I am.
Where are you bound for, son?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Boy, you've got a long way to go.
Yeah. But you see, that's where Mary was born.
I see.
Her folks still live there. She wanted to be there when we had our baby.
Oh.
There isn't much time left on my furlough, but I thought maybe we could make it. At least I'd know I was leaving her in good hands.
Oh, everything will be fine, Joe. You'll see. Just keep your arm around me. Hold me closer.
Say, there's a blanket in back there. I'll put it around her, Joe.
Oh, thanks.
Boy, oh boy, this is a funny Christmas Eve for me to be spending Mike Riley with a family on his hands. But don't think you're going to get away without paying me for the trip, folks.
Oh, paying you?
Sure. If the little one happens to be a boy, ma'am, you can pay me by making one of his names Michael.
Oh, I think that could be arranged.
Well, we're all of one mind, then, are we? Fine. And back home, I've got the christening present already for the child. The self-same crib in which I was nursed and my father before me. Came all the way from Ireland, it did.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Joe was going to make a crib all by himself.
Oh?
You see, he was a carpenter before he went in the army. The best carpenter you ever saw.
Now, honey, I wasn't that good.
Never try to argue with a woman, Joe. What about that crib I'm going to give you? Now, that's something for a baby to stretch himself in with plenty of rooms to kick his legs in the air. Hand-carved it is. All of it. And right at the head are two angels. The little fella can't open his eyes without seeing them. And this fine crib with all the trimmings is yours, ma'am.
Oh, we'd feel very proud to have you as a godfather, Mike.
Thank you.
You don't mind if I call you Mike?
Mike it is, ma'am. The only time I get Michael is when I see it on my pay envelope.
Yeah, I'm always Joe.